The General Accounting Office has issued an alarming report about mad cow disease. The GAO looked at efforts to keep mad cow disease out of the United States. It concluded that while there is no evidence that the disease is in the country, federal regulatory agencies are not doing enough to make sure it never gets here. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Mad cow disease is no joke. Not only is the disease lethal to cattle, but it can cause a similar deadly disease in humans who eat contaminated meat products. The United Kingdom has had the biggest problem with mad cow disease, but there have been at least a few cases in most European countries. Last fall, Japan discovered its first case. Animal feed can spread mad cow disease if that feed contains material taken from an infected cow. So as a prevention strategy, the United States has banned the manufacture of any cattle feed products made from other cattle since 1996.
High compliance with that ban is important to make sure that if the disease were incubating in U.S. cattle, it wouldn't spread.
Aaron Landsberg of the General Accounting Office is one of the authors of the report released today. Mad cow disease can incubate in animals for years before the animals show any sign of illness. That's why a feed ban is important before the disease is ever detected. Landsberg says the trouble is the Food and Drug Administration's oversight of the ban.
The data that FDA has maintained makes it very difficult for FDA to actually know the extent of compliance or noncompliance with the feed ban.
Landsberg says FDA officials must improve the way they track feed company practices, but she hopes the agency will do more than improve its accounting practices.
We're hoping that FDA will come up with an enforcement strategy with specific criteria for actions that will address violations of the ban and timeframes for reinspecting when they do find that there might be some problems or some need for corrective actions.
FDA officials say they have already begun to make changes in their enforcement practices. Murray Lumpkin is Associate FDA Commissioner.
As of December of last year, we had inspected all of the rendering plants in the United States. We had inspected all of the licensed feed mills. We had inspected all of the known unlicensed feed mills.
Lumpkin says any feed mill that used practices that might allow cattle products to slip into feed intended for cows would be reinspected within 6 months. But Lumpkin does say the GAO report has identified potential problems with the federal government's mad cow prevention strategies, and the FDA is working to address those. There's no question that prevention strategies aren't much good if they aren't being followed. But George Gray of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis has run simulations of what would happen if mad cow did get into this country, and the results suggest things wouldn't be that bad.
We tested this in a world of incomplete compliance with government regulations, with some people doing things they shouldn't be doing. Even in those cases, if the disease were to be introduced, it doesn't catch on. The system is strong enough to keep it out.
The simulations were part of a report Gray did for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the other federal agency responsible for keeping mad cow disease out of this country.
It's entirely true that some of the measures that are in place aren't being followed as closely as they could be. It's entirely true that the disease could be introduced, but even if it is, it's not going to be, I believe, a major public health or animal health threat.
Certainly, everyone in the federal government's enforcement program is hoping Gray is right. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.